perfect time here.
All right, it's the 18th day of March, 9:03. This is the meeting of the work session being held in Uinta County Commission Conference Room. We're going to deviate a little bit from our schedule. We have a problem this morning. We have an attorney who's a pain, and he's got to get out of here, so we're going to do him first. But what we want to do is acknowledge somebody who busted her hump while he was laid up. So we have a certificate of appreciation for the following achievement awards given to Becky Richards. For the certificate is given to Becky for her dedication to the Public Defender's Office in the absence of mentioned public defender Lance Dean. So Becky, I give this to you.
Thank you.
We're not done. congratulations, my dear. Very, very good. Now turn around because you got one.
Well, I do.
Do that again.
I'm just glad he can kneel.
I'm not lucky that I can't write.
We can kneel, we just can't stand up.
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very happy.
You guys, it takes the, you know, verklempt right up there to see your faces. I want you to know that I really feel like I only have 8 lives left. This is an achievement award for Becky Richards, and I wrote this up, and I'll just read it. I don't want to interrupt. On January 22nd, I was involved in a horrific car accident that required me to be out of the office for 5 weeks while I recuperated. As you know, Becky and I are the only 2 individuals in our department with an important job to provide competent legal representation for indigent citizens of our county. As soon as Becky learned of my accident, she sprang into action, seeking continuances of all of my court cases that could be continued, securing temporary contracts with other qualified attorneys for the cases that could not be continued, and ran the Uinta County Public Defender's Office until I was able to return to work on March 1st. Becky made spot-on executive decisions in my absence, communicating with the Utah Indigent Defense Commission and coordinating with other defense attorneys to make sure the office ran at a level of competence as if I had been making those decisions myself. Also, she did all of this while performing her other job duties, which are time-consuming and trying all by themselves. Neither words nor financial reward can express my gratitude for Becky in any other month of the year, but Becky did my job and hers at the same time. Recognizing what she did brings me to tears. Becky always does her job efficiently and competently, communicating with clients who are having some of the most difficult and stressful situations in their lives, as if she has been doing this job for years. I had no idea that this wonderful person was capable of juggling all of our duties and keeping the office afloat, and yet she did so with hardly a complaint. I am honored to work with such a dedicated and happy person. Please recognize my friend and co-worker for doing a job that was never asked of her, and for doing it with the utmost professionalism, something I have never seen before in my career, and I'm pretty old. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. There, 2 of you 2 standing together there.
Oh, okay.
Picture. We ought to have a picture of that. And
post.
Oh, yeah, you'll get to see it too.
It's not a lamb.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you for the job.
We got to go back to work.
Lance, I've talked to him. We're going to reduce your wages. Increase Becky's producers. Thank you.
Okay. We have number one in
Alana Fulbright from the Western Heritage Museum who has something about a humanities grant.
Maybe.
Oh, there we go. Sorry, I'm new to this. I'm Sam today. You didn't train me very well.
So much better looking.
I was going to bring his little thing over here and set by me. You know, back here. Yeah, we have a grant. Alicia and Merity went to a training through State Humanities. And with that training, they get a $1,500 grant to spend on the new exhibit that they are working on and everything. So I just need to have that approved and so Mike can open it up and put it in our account so we can get it spent.
What are they working on?
They're working on the barn area, and they're working on horses and transportation in the early days of the valley. So they're putting in a ton of work, but it was a class on how to do interpretation and how to make exhibits. So free, everything's free. They paid for their room and board and transportation, everything like that, plus give us $1,500. So
that's great.
Yeah, it's a win-win and all the way around for us. So yes.
They were able to find that grant though.
Right. We've done it twice in the past. Leanne Denver has done it twice. They offer it every other year, and so far about every other year when it's opened, we try to get somebody new in there to learn it, because it is a hard thing to do, to take all this information and make it down to a few signs. That's very hard to do. I cannot do it, so I will not be participating in that event. I talk too much and there's too much information. I want to tell it all. So, so I just.
Okay, we'll get it on for tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
So you'll need to come to commission meeting. So.
Okay.
You can bring Sam's thing with you if you'd like.
Okay. Perfect. Don't bring Sam. No, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Go down.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a reason for a closed session for the purpose of discussing pending intimate litigation. Do I have a...
You can make that motion.
A second?
I'll second.
We want to
go
to small.
Yeah.
Conference. We'll make that in the motion, but move to small conference.
Okay.
Then the vote?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Upon completion of the... We will adjourn. We'll be out of here.
John,